1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
All right, we're here with Doug Danger for a little more news about Planet of the Apes. He has seen it. He is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, and he's on the line with us from Santa Ana. Doug, a very good evening to you.
Very good evening to you, Phil.
And you've seen this movie, huh?
I have seen Planet of the Apes.
give us the news.
Well, in this case, Phil, I'm afraid Planet of the Apes is bad news. It is a very, very bad movie. I wrote about this last week when I hadn't even seen it. I knew the movie was going to be very weak, but I had a feeling people were still going to go see it.
What do you mean you wrote that you thought it was bad before you saw it?
Before I even saw the movie, I knew it would be bad.
How can you say a movie's going to be bad when you haven't even seen that?
Well, I think that's my strength as a reviewer, and as I've discussed on your program before, I can look at a concept and see it's all wrong, because as a gay man, as a gay journalist, for your listeners who don't know that I'm gay, I am a gay man and a gay journalist. I think my experiences as I drifted through the straight world as a gay man and as a gay journalist helped sharpen my senses. I didn't come out of the closet for I think it's a very compelling reason. I stayed in the closet on purpose, Phil, even though I knew I was gay. I wanted to stay underground. I wanted to make the straights think I was straight so I could spy on them, so I could report back to the gay community about the straight world.
And you knew you were gay, but you purposefully stayed in the closet. Well, a lot of gay people do that.
No, but I was not afraid of coming out of the closet.
But you decided to stay in the closet so you could spy on the straight community?
So I could drift into their world and drift out of their world and see how they think and how they react. And that's how I got my perception as a gay man, as a gay journalist. That's how I know that Planet of the Apes is not going to be a good movie, even though I never even saw the movie.
Have you seen it now?
I've only seen the opening credits. I have not seen it.
You haven't even seen the movie. We got you on the air here, Doug.
No, I understand. I talked to Mike about this. He thought it would be interesting to have my review of the movie, even though I haven't even seen it. And
well,
I mean, I'd be very happy to.
I'm looking at my producer right now. He hasn't seen the movie.
I'd be happy to fill you. One thing you need to understand, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I don't need to see a movie to review it, because my perception is so strong.
How does your perception as a gay man, as a gay journalist, so strong that you don't even need to review a movie? I don't understand about that.
Because I saw the pre-publicity, I heard the radio commercials, as you did, I knew who the director was, I knew who the actors were, I saw the overall makeup, I knew what they were going through, and I wrote my review, and it appeared in the Orange County Courier on Monday of last week, before that I had seen the movie, that it sucked. And as I've been listening to your program, and I've been hearing the comments of other people, it turns out that I'm right. So what I wrote in my review is basically, don't see this movie.
Straight, look at I am so confused now. Okay, the reasons that we can get into that later. All right, about whether you're gay or whether you're straight away. But you say it's a bad movie.
It's terrible. Its writing is weak. The premise never did anything for me. The idea that apes would rule the world someday, that is so far fetched. Who's going to believe that? They must think we're idiots. One group of people that'll not see it is the gay community, because we aren't that stupid. But the straight community, they'll flock to this garbage thinking that it's possible apes can rule the world and hoping to find out.
Look, straight people don't believe that. I'm straight. I don't believe that apes will rule the world someday.
Yeah, well, you work in the media, Phil. You're savvy. But the people that don't work in the media, they're going to buy it. That's why
Are you telling me straight people are going to buy the possibility that apes could rule the world one day?
I'm saying the gay community isn't going to buy it. That's why I wrote my column that the movie stinks, but people will go see it anyway, because they always got to prove that a gay man can't be right.
Well, people are going to see Planet of the Apes to see a movie, not to make you look bad.
Well, I can prove that, just to prove that straight people don't need a gay reviewer telling them what to do, even though I know this movie's going to be horrible, and I'm telling you don't see it, I guarantee you this movie is going to do big box office. And you know why?
Because they want to make a gay guy look stupid?
I think in part, yeah. Because they want to make all the gay reviewers who already told you that this movie was going to stink make us look bad. And that's kind of filled in a lot of ways the homophobia that still exists in America. It's very sad. I think we've come a long way, but I think we've got a long way to go.
Look at Doug. I want to make up my own mind, okay?
I understand that.
I want to go see the movie and make up my own mind. I may read your review, and this, by the way, is a review that you wrote, even though you haven't seen the movie.
I don't feel I need to see it.
Okay. And your review is that Planet of the Apes blows.
I didn't quite say that.
Okay, that it's not a great movie.
That's correct.
But I want to make up my own mind.
And you won't take my word for it because you don't want a gay man to be right and make you look bad, just like they won't believe Elton John when he sings all about the Yellow Brick Road and everything.
No, it doesn't matter to me, okay? I don't care whether you're gay or not. I respect that you have a certain opinion about Planet of the Apes, but I want to go see it.
Well, what is it about you straight people? You can't just take a gay man's word for it. Planet of the Apes isn't real. It can't happen. It's a dumb movie. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I spent years spying on the straight community before I came out of the closet, and I know how gullible y'all are.
Thanks, Doug, but you know what? I'll take it from here. I know Planet of the Apes is fake, and I want to make up my own mind.
All right, let me ask you something. If you go see it and you're disappointed, are you going to call me and tell me I was right? Tell me, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, Doug Danger was right, and you, Phil Henry, you're sorry?
Am I going to call you one and apologize?
That's right.
What am I sorry about?
That you went against me because I was gay. Okay?
I'm not going to say that I went against you as a gay guy, because it isn't true.
Well, your fear that a gay man is going to be right is driving you to see this movie.
Well, in other words, in the hopes that you're not right, I want to go see the movie. Hold on for a minute, okay?
That's right.
Yeah, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger is a gay man and a gay journalist. He wrote that Planet of the Apes stinks in his movie review, even though he hasn't even seen it. And he said he didn't need to see it because... You have some special...
As I say, Phil, my perception is stronger, I think, than most straight people. You are praying that I'm wrong and that Planet of the Apes is really good, and it is, and it sucks.
Let's say everybody does what you say, and they stay away from seeing Planet of the Apes because you said it sucked. Would that make you happy?
At that point then, Phil, and by the way, I can hear the sarcasm in your voice.
No, I'm being very honest. Would that make you happy if we all stayed away?
At that point, I would need to know that they're staying away from the movie, not just because a man and a journalist said it, but because a gay man and a gay journalist said it. That's very important. You know I'm gay.
Yes, I know you're gay.
So you'd stay away from Planet of the Apes because a film reviewer told you to, which is what I suppose you could call me. Or would you stay away because a gay film reviewer told you to? I need you to look into your heart, Phil, because the wrong answer here could be very telling about your homophobia.
I would stay away from the movie because I respect your opinion enough to say, okay, I don't need to see it.
That doesn't answer my question.
I would stay away, okay, then, because a gay film reviewer told me to. Because as a gay film reviewer, you have a better idea of what's happening.
That's the right answer.
Oh, come on.
And that's the answer, Phil.
Come on. Can't I say I stayed away from the movie because Doug Danger said...
No, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And when you tell your friends you stayed away from Planet of the Apes...
Hey, guys, I didn't go see Planet of the Apes because a gay man and a gay journalist told me not to.
That is right. That's the right answer. If they stayed away from Planet of the Apes, it's not just because I told them it's bad. It's because a gay man and a gay journalist told them it was bad.
If the movie bombs as the result of people believing you when they say it sucks, or when you say it sucks, will it matter that they believed you as a critic, or will it only matter that they believed you as a gay critic?
The only way people can dig themselves out from under their hatred of the gay community is if they don't see the movie because Doug Danger, a gay man and a gay journalist, told them not to. Otherwise, they're going to make me mad. And then you'll see a column you won't ever forget. I'll write one about the homophobia moviegoers and listeners to your show that'll blister the skin off their asses. I'm warning you, don't see Planet of the Apes.
I love these threats, man. They're just...
I'm just warning you, don't see Planet of the Apes.
Otherwise, we're homophobes.
I think that's a fair conclusion.
You know, Sam, you didn't even see the movie.
That's because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yeah, 1-800-449-8686. This guy didn't even see the movie. And he's writing in the Orange County Courier, it's a bad flick, don't go see it. You ever heard of anything like that? Don't go see this movie, otherwise you prove you're homophobic because you don't want a gay guy to look smart. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier on his film review, a movie he didn't see, by the way, of Planet of the Apes. This is the Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Back with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. I'm Phil Hendry. And, Doug, you say that as a gay man and as a gay journalist, your perception has been honed by years of sort of living underground and observing the straight world.
That's correct.
You almost sound as if you have a superhuman power.
No, Phil, it's something that we in the gay community, we call it gay eye. And what
gay eye?
That's correct. And that is our ability to see through most of the pretenses that straight people can't see through, because we have been observing and we have had to deal with it. So that's why I know Planet of the Apes is going to stink as a movie, even though I've never seen it.
So what are you doing? You're looking at the commercials on TV with gay eye?
The gay eye can, yeah. Most gay people will know what I'm talking about. I know this movie's going to stink, but I know people are still going to go see it because they don't want a gay man and a gay journalist to be right. They want me to be wrong and make me look stupid. They want to see me with egg all over my face. I tell you right now, gay eye, you'll see. You'll see the movie. You'll know the gay eye, my gay eye was right.
But, Doug, I don't want you to look bad because you're gay.
Right.
I don't.
Sure.
Okay. All right. If you want to go through life feeling it.
Phil, please don't give me the lecture, okay?
1-800-449-8686. Here is Sarah on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I cannot believe that you think because you're gay that you can have this perception that straight people do not have.
Well, Sarah, for years I drifted through the straight world unknown to straights. I was gay, but they didn't know that because I was in the closet, and I did it for a reason. I wanted to observe the straight world, and I wanted to spy on them and hide out and take notes. And after years of drifting through the straight world, almost unseen, almost in the shadows, I came out of the closet as a gay man, as a gay journalist, to let them know that gay eye doesn't lie. And Planet of the Apes.
What is this gay eye?
It's our ability to know.
There's no such thing as a gay eye.
Yeah, gay eye means you don't have to go see a movie to know it.
I
don't want to be.
Friends,
hold on,
and
hold
they've
on.
Never talked about hold. Gay eye. They would think you were completely nuts.
Ma'am, I'm saying to you, and Phil, I don't like it when two straight people are going to gang up on me. Allow me to...
We're not ganging up, Doug. We're asking some questions, okay?
I think every gay person out there right now sees what's happening to me. I'm getting ganged up on by two straight... Hello?
Hello?
Are you still in the car?
No,
Oh, you jumped out?
She's on a cell phone, Doug. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, are you going to go see Planet of the Apes, Sarah?
No, but my husband wanted to.
All right, well, it's
okay,
lousy.
So you're saying
it's lousy.
That, like,
it's
even
lousy.
If it wasn't Planet of the Apes and it was some other movie, that you would be able to say whether it was good or not because you were in the closet and you have some gay eye.
Yes, ma'am, because...
There's no such thing.
Well,
that
ma'am...
That is just ridiculous.
Well, ma'am, you're speaking as a straight person. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
All okay, right? So you're saying that all gay guys can predict whether a movie is good or not.
I can say if they work whatever their chosen field is. For instance... A lot of gay doctors, for instance, I'll give an example of a gay dentist that I know. He's a very dear friend of mine. He has a dental practice over here in Huntington Beach. He is a gay dentist, so he can tell when someone has a toothache before he even asks them.
Well, what is he seeing?
Because he's gay.
Well, you can see people that are in pain.
But he also knows which tooth.
You were a psychic, not
no, no,
gay.
No, I'm not psychic. I'm simply saying that a gay person, like a gay dentist, could sense which tooth you've got a cavity in before he actually looks in your mouth.
Because he's gay?
Because of the gay eye ability, and that is that...
Can we... Would you just perceptive ability?
I have gay friends, and they can't predict anything.
All right, have
I don't
you,
know what you're talking about.
No, what I'm saying is... This is not psychic I'm talking about, Sarah. I'm talking about just ability to... For instance... To have the perception to know that something is right, something's wrong. I didn't have to go see Planet of the Apes. I have not seen 1 second of this movie. I know it stinks.
See, that
you
I don't...
You can't tell by watching a commercial whether something stinks. I went and saw Legally Blonde. My husband, he thought it was going to stink. He loved it. He loved it. He's
a
police officer, a straight police officer.
He's straight. He doesn't have gay eye. I knew Legally Blonde was going to be great.
Have you seen that movie?
No, I have not.
I did.
Wait a minute. I want to ask Doug. Have you seen Legally Blonde?
No.
And yet you reviewed it in your newspaper.
I said it was great.
Don't you even go to the movies you review?
You see, all of your homophobic anger. If your gay friends haven't developed their gay eyes because they aren't comfortable being gay, Sarah. And I think that's, they're hanging out with you. And,
well, you weren't comfortable being gay. You were in the closet.
I was in the closet going in and out of the shadows spying on straight people.
Spying on straight people. How do you spy on straight people?
Just watch what they do and stuff.
Oh, right. My God.
Look, Sarah, thanks.
You are ridiculous.
No, you're ridiculous with your gay friends who don't have gay eye.
Yeah, okay.
My gay friends are very brilliant people, and they would never, ever assume some movie was dumb if they've never seen it.
But your
husband, they saw a commercial, they wouldn't assume that.
You don't know that. Ask them about gay eye.
Okay.
You do me a favor, all right? I want you to call up one of your gay friends right now, all right? I want you to get him and call me back on the air here. I'll talk to him about gay eye, and he'll set you straight.
There's no such thing.
Well, you call him up.
I have many gay friends.
Okay. Sarah, thank you.
Are you going to give her a backline to call up?
No, I'm not giving out a backline number. Sarah, thank you. Go about your Friday night. Thank you very much.
You're just very ridiculous.
Right, you're ridiculous because you don't know about gay eye.
All right,
1-800. Well, I live in a very community.
You.
I live in a community that has more gay people.
And we're going to move on now to another call.
Gay,
and this is the Phil Hendry Show.
Just world, a moment.
So let's go over here to another call.
I have not heard of one person that says they know of gay eyes.
I'm going to. Okay, Sarah, thank you, dear.
Thanks. Whatever.
Bye.
Whatever.
Okay. Can we get on the same page here?
Well, you had her on for like a half.
I'm just, you know, well, let me talk to her. Let's go to Leslie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, or hold on for a minute, Leslie. Let me talk over here to Gretchen. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Gretchen, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that is the most biased piece of bullcrap journalism I have ever heard in my life.
Straight. I guess you're straight.
Actually, I've been bi. I am straight most of the time, but I've gone
straight.
Both ways.
I can tell us
and it does not matter
again,
whether I'm straight, gay, or bi. You're
going to
do a critique of a movie, watch it.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
So what? Who cares? The nation doesn't care. That's why we're all laughing at you.
No, nobody's laughing at me. People are understanding that
my perception... Sarah was laughing at you.
My perception is that Planet of the Apes stinks. You going to tell me it's good?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But
I know.
I wouldn't go see anything based on your recommendation either way because you're completely biased.
I'm telling you now, if you go, you say you're bi, but you're straight, I don't know what that is.
Well, I said I've gone both ways. I'm basically straight, but I've experimented.
If you go
to see Planet
of the
Apes, what my sexual orientation doesn't matter on whether or not a movie is good.
Why do you have to say if she goes to see Planet of the Apes, she hates gay people? Why is this a broad.
Nothing to do with having gay friends
because I'm a gay man. I'm a gay man.
Be a responsible journalist and quit critiquing movies you haven't seen.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
So what?
Right?
Who cares?
That I have
learn to be a man and a journalist.
I'm a man. Okay.
Gay has nothing to do with it.
All right. Well, you're not gay, so you don't understand. What
no,
do,
I'm straight, so you don't understand.
Yeah, I understand straight people because I
was in the closet
and I was spying
no, you
on
don't.
Them. I've never been in a movie theater in my life.
Responsible journalists don't critique something they've never seen.
Yes, they do. If you're gay, but only if you're gay.
No,
and I've never
and
been
I will
in a movie
avoid your column like the plague because you're not a responsible journalist.
No, you go see that movie, it means you hate gays, A.
No,
and B,
it means,
yes, it does. And B, it means you're stupid because you're going to hate it.
I wasn't going to go
I
see
guarantee.
It in the first place, but you've actually made me want to.
Go ahead.
Fight you.
Go ahead. Give your money to Tim Burton. Give it away.
What does that Jim Burton have to do with it? It doesn't matter.
Okay, thanks for your call. What are you antagonizing?
No, they're calling up Phil and they're saying that my gay eye and it's
your gay eye, the gay eye that you that you can tell if a movie sucks by not seeing it is obviously people aren't getting this. I don't get it. But beyond that, I'm personally offended because you've known me for 10 years. I'm personally offended that you would say to me, well, Phil, you must be homophobic if you go see Planet of the Apes. You know that isn't true.
Up to this point, I know it's not true. But why would you go see Planet of the Apes when I told you not to?
Because I want to make up my own mind.
But I told you not to. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. When a gay man and a gay journalist tells you not to go see Planet of the Apes, you can rest assured it stinks. Now, that movie blows six ways to sunset, but you're going to go ahead and see it anyway, even though the gay eye that I had told you not to.
Well, do you know what kind of a statement that would be? Hey, honey, let's not go see this movie because Doug's gay eye said don't. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger talking about Planet of the Apes. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
We're talking with Doug Danger on The Phil Hendry Show. He's the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. Does the paper know that you don't see the movies that you review?
I think they should, because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
But does your boss, whoever your editor is, whoever the guy, your immediate superior at the paper, does he know you don't see these movies?
I think he reads my reviews, Phil. I think that's good enough. I think it's good. I don't need to see movies. I don't even like movies. I rarely go. Movie theaters bother me, for starters, because they are, it's kind of a claustrophobic experience.
Do you go to any movies?
As a rule, I don't like movies. But I can tell if a movie's going to be good just by the perception I have of the producer, the director, who's the cast. But I knew 2 weeks ago that Planet of the Apes was going to be a big disappointment.
Now, one of the reasons you say that straight people want to see this movie is because they're dumb enough to think that apes will rule the world one day.
That is correct, yeah. Gay people, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, gay people are not quite so gullible. I think there's a lot of straights who think there's a fear they have in the back of their mind that the apes will take over. And I think it's drawing them to a lot of these movies. I'm telling you, this movie is bad, don't see it. But I know they'll go see it anyway because they hate gay people.
Boy, man, you're coming from five different directions on this one.
Well, you're going to go see the movie anyway, so it doesn't matter what I say.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Lucy on The Phil Hendry Show.
The theme song in a movie is a very important factor for
gay.
Go ahead.
Excuse me.
Lucy,
so
go ahead.
You're telling me that your gay eye enables the perception and gives you the ability to critique a movie before you even see it?
Because we've had a lot of social experiences that straight people haven't had.
I think straight and gay people have had equal experiences. You know what your problem
that's
is?
That's very
you know
naive.
What you're
that's
of?
Naive of you to say that, lady, because you know as well as I do.
You know what your problem is, sir? You're scared to go see The Planet of the Apes because you're probably going to like the movie and you'll go back and see it two times. I am a straight woman, and there is no fear in my mind of apes ever taking over this world. It's intelligent, and I don't think it has anything to do with gay eye.
I think that
maybe something along the line of pink eye, but not gay eye.
Well, you know something, you can make a joke out if you want to. I can tell you.
I do. I think it's a big joke.
What is a big joke? The fact that you, as a straight person, you're not afraid of the possibility of apes taking over the world.
Because it's common sense.
Well,
we all know that apes will never take over this world, regardless if you're gay or you're straight.
Well, now you don't know that for a fact.
Well, you know
well,
for a fact...
A movie's not going to encourage me to think otherwise.
Wait
a
second.
For entertainment purpose only.
Doug, do you think that apes will rule the world?
Of course I
don't.
No, I'm asking Doug, do you think...
No, of course I don't.
Then why... But that's because you're gay.
Because of the gay eye perception, yeah. Because of my gay eye, I know a lot of straight people... I'm not saying Lucy, but a lot of straight people are so redneck and dumb, they think, yo, let's go see Planet of the Apes to find out what we can do to offset this eventually happening. Now, I've talked to these people.
Well, do you think they're representative of the straight community?
What I've seen the straight people, yes. Absolutely.
Okay, and so the few gay people that I've talked to and seen movies like, Dude, Where's My Car? Is a big hit. They should represent your gay community.
Straight people love Dude, Where's My Car?
No, straight people don't.
Well, gay people don't like it.
Gay people like it a lot more than straight people.
The only people who see that movie are straight people. But if you, they not only think that apes could rule us, but they also hate it when gays are right. And that's what I'm saying. I'm going to be right about this movie. People are going to hate it.
That the movie stinks.
You are not going to be right about this movie. You cannot base your prediction of whether this movie is going to succeed or not on your gay eye.
I guarantee you this. Planet of the Apes is going to stink, and people are going to be disappointed, and my gay eye told me. And if you want to go through life thinking that apes are going to dominate you, then maybe you got some desire for an ape to dominate you, but the sensible
you're
answer
gonna
to that...
Go through life, you're going to go through life fearing
knowing
that you're going to be wrong. You
you're going through life
fearing you're going to be wrong.
You're going through life fearing movie theaters.
Regarding apes ruling the world,
that's it.
You're
make
wrong.
Fun of the, make fun of the gay man. That's it.
And you should
oh,
not
come
make
on,
an
Doug,
argument
not...
over something that you know you're clearly wrong. I don't
I'm
fear
right.
apes ever ruling the world.
What?
I don't fear. Apes are not going to rule the world, and that is not...
Yeah, that's like a child saying, I'm not afraid of the dark, I'm not afraid of the dark, I'm not afraid of the dark. Yes, you are.
Oh, come on, man. She said no, she isn't. We got to take her at her word. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger talking with us about Planet of the Apes. Leslie, hi, you're on The Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wonder why how Doug can say this about us. If we said this about gay people, we would be chewed up and spit out.
If you said what, then?
Said that y'all were too stupid to think that, and y'all thought apes were going to rule the world, that only gay people are stupid enough to think that, which is what you're saying about straight people.
Well, but here's the thing, Leslie. I have a certain amount of truth on my side because I have seen the way straights react to the Planet of the Apes series. Now, there were seven movies in the series, 1968, 1975. There were panic incidents in Houston, Atlanta, Denver, Chicago, where straight people, not gays, because they broke it down demographically, feared apes taking over the earth.
But gay people, more gay people believe in evolution, am I correct?
No, I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, evolution is the only way that you're going to believe that apes can take over the world. I don't believe in evolution. There is no way that an ape is going to be able to
get smarter than
our life.
Do you think it's possible that a monkey could get smarter than you?
No.
You sure?
I'm positive.
What about some of your friends?
I don't know of any of my friends that believe that. And I have one girlfriend that's bisexual.
What I'm saying is, don't you think that apes could get smarter than some of the people you know?
No.
But
no.
You had to
an
think
ape
about
couldn't
that.
Get smarter than my 4-year-old.
An
I
ape?
Have a 4-year-old that's smarter
an
than
ape could get, but an ape could get smarter than your 4-year-old.
No. No, he's pretty smart. I don't think that's possible.
What if
he could get smarter. He could do more than
well,
maybe
let me ask
an
you
infant.
This. Do you know sign language?
No.
Some monkeys do. So
I know
there
that.
You go. There
that doesn't
you go.
Make
smarter
him smarter than me.
Than smarter than you. See?
That doesn't make
that's
him
what gay
than
eye
me.
Does. That's what gay eye does. I caught you in your own inability to face the truth.
What did you catch her in? You
because
said
I said the monkey.
Language,
yeah, the monkey
smarter
knows, is smarter than you because you don't know sign language.
Wait a second. You
it
got,
doesn't know English,
you,
and no, I do.
I
guess I'm smarter than the ape.
How do you know it doesn't know English? Just because it doesn't talk much.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, then how does it know I don't know sign language?
Listen, in Cincinnati, an ape escaped from a zoo and made its way into a movie theater that was showing Return to Planet of the Apes. People panicked. 12 people died in the riot. Now, why do you say that? Why do you think that happened? Because they thought some monkey had come in to watch the movie.
When was this?
That has absolutely nothing to do with straight people.
No,
nothing to do with people.
Those were
like
all
this.
Straight people in that theater because Cincinnati does not allow homosexuals
what,
in their
what is
city.
The ratio of gay to straight?
The ratio of gay to straight, there's 10 straights for every one gay person. Okay,
so of course there's going to be more straight people
yeah,
who are afraid of being gay.
But here's the thing. In Cincinnati, they don't allow gays within the city limits. That means they were all straight in that theater, and when the ape escaped from the Cincinnati Zoo and made its way into the theater, they interviewed people who said they thought a monkey had paid his way in to see the movie.
Oh, bull crap.
I swear to God.
And you think
you can substantiate
if gay
this.
People were in there, that wouldn't have happened?
No, that's Coco the gorilla. Coco the gorilla is probably smarter than the average heterosexual. Now, that's not me. That's the University of Indiana.
Okay, so if we were to say
right.
that
look
about
it,
gay people.
I got to.
Yeah, well, then it'd be a lie, but it's true about straight people.
Coco the gorilla is smart.
That's the statistic.
Yeah, that's the statistic. And in Cincinnati, what theater in Cincinnati?
I don't know. One of the multiplexes.
An ape walked into the theater?
Some of the people said they panicked because they thought, holy Jesus, an ape has paid his way into the theater.
You got to be fruity. I mean, you got to be out of your mind to
Yeah, or you got to be straight. And that's what I'm trying to say.
Look, I'm straight. If I saw a monkey walk into a movie theater, I'd probably run out of there.
Yeah, you'd be afraid of what? Of it conquering you?
No, not of it conquering me.
Let me ask you a question, Phil. How come five of these heterosexuals thought the ape had popcorn and juju beans when it...
Okay, thank you.
You're cutting me off because you're a homophobe.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Craig says he doesn't like horror movies. Why? Because they're too scary or because you just ain't seen one that scares you? Do they scare you or do they not? Horror movies do not scare you. And because you're not Catholic, Exorcist is not going to scare you, which is everybody says is the scariest horror movie ever made. Silence of the Lambs. Was that scary? Silence of the Lambs was not scary. It was just, it was creepy, and it was suspenseful, and it was a fun movie to watch. It wasn't, it didn't give me that sort of feeling of creeped out, geez, you know, like disturbed, you know. Now, there's a lot of movies made in Europe. One movie that is particularly disturbing. See, the Europeans, once again, they hit the home run. And I recommend a movie made in France called Eyes Without a Face. Made in 1959. And it's about a girl whose face is very badly disfigured. So she walks about the house in this white mask, you know, with just eyes. And her father is a mad scientist who has been trying to experiment with skin grafts to make her face better, and he can't do it. But he's killing girls. He's going out into the village, and he's murdering girls to try. It's the old brain wouldn't die thing, except this is a really good movie. Because the way it's photographed, this kind of this girl in a white robe with this white plastic mask, and she's just wandering through the hall and the rooms of this mansion, you know, and the father's insane. So finally the girl kills her mad scientist father by turning these mad dogs on him. Because she doesn't want him doing all this stuff, right? And then the end of the movie is she's just sort of walking out into the mist with these dogs following her, the dogs that just ate her father, and it's creepy. Then there's another movie called Suspiria. It's made in Italy. There's some really good horror movies made in Europe. So go check that out. Go check out a book called Encyclopedia of Horror. And then look at a book called The Foreign Version of The Vanishing's awesome. The one they butchered up in America, we had to have a nice ending. The one that bugged me, that flick, when I saw the Belgium version of The Vanishing, it's totally cool. Because the guy wakes up buried alive. And that's the end of that guy, right? And no, but in the American version, who is it? Who is the bad guy? Jeff Bridges? Yeah, Kiefer Sutherland, Nancy Travis saves Kiefer Sutherland. Two reasons why that shouldn't have happened. Number one, it ruined the movie. Number two, she's saving Kiefer Sutherland. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, the foreign, you're absolutely right, Mike. The foreign version of The Vanishing is totally, totally awesome. By the way, we just wanted to make a mention. Hey, Mom, Dad, great idea letting your daughters wear those porn star T-shirts. That is so wonderful when you see a 12-year-old girl walking out in the mall, out in public, and she's got on a porn star T-shirt. Great parenting. I wanted to ask a question. Could we just come over to your house and punch you? Would that be all right? Or have we now crossed the line into, oh, well, it doesn't mean anything. Oh, I know what it is. It's a satire, right? A satire on childhood. Or it's a satire on dumbass parents or whatever it is. The Porn Star T-shirt, which is a company, it's called Porn Star. That's fine. It's creative. But you really love it when you see an 11-year-old girl wearing one of those shirts. So, that's good. That's great. Also, I saw a great thing on TV here just a few minutes ago. It's called Dumbass Bullfighting. Why run with the bulls when you can just stand there and have one gore you? Yes, dumbass bullfighting can come to your town. I'm looking at these guys. Instead of a bullfighter who's dancing around with a red cape, you know, that's bullfighting, or the guys that are running ahead of the bulls in Pamplona, which I understand the attraction. It's some kind of a macho tradition. But all of those guys pale in comparison to the guys that stand in the middle of the bull ring and then wait for the bull to come and gore, put a horn up their crack. Just gore them while they're standing there. Even a rodeo clown's smarter than that. Did you see this? Yes, the wonderful world of wherever it is that we live. Now, but that porn star T-shirt, now that's a company called Porn Star. But it says it right across the front, and it just is something about having like a 10 or 11 or 12-year-old girl wearing that that seems wrong, but who am I to quibble, you know? I heard a lady today on the radio, she said, I'm just tired of the politically correct times. Why can't we go back to the honesty we enjoyed in America? That's politically correct. Well, you're right. Why don't we just go back to calling people like nigger? I bet you'd really dig that, wouldn't you, lady? Because everything's so politically correct, isn't it? And you want to go back to the days when we could just say what we mean. I tell you what, I'm in favor of that. Why don't you go downtown and walk up to the first black guy you see, call him the N-word, then as he throws you under the wheels of a trolley car, you'll remember what I said. People who don't dig political correctness, that's what they're saying. They want to go back to a time when you could walk up to a black guy and call him the N-word and get away with it because the guy would be too afraid to do anything against Whitey. They want to return to those days, those wonderful days. I guess they also want to have their daughters walking around out in public with porn star T-shirts on. Maybe it's wrong of me to assume the parents know that she has the T-shirt on. Maybe she left the house and then got the T-shirt out of a shrub she was hiding it in, put it on, and... I don't know. There's something basically wrong about that. Man. Okay, it's Phil Hendry Show here. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The police have interviewed Gary Condit for the fourth time last night. And if you hadn't heard, they took a rubber hose and beat him across the face with it and sweated him down for about 12 hours. And he's finally admitted, yes, he killed her and fed her into a wood chipper. Good job, WDC police. Very good. Gary Condit said, okay, you broke me. I killed her. I had her in the trunk of my car. No, they've interviewed this guy for the fourth time, and he did it at his lawyer's office, and they had to negotiate the terms of the interview before he went over and did it. This is a guy that is working the system the same way the Ramses did, for all of you people out there that think they did it too. He took a page out of their book. I honestly don't know whether the Ramses killed their kid. I don't know whether this guy Condit did. I do know that it's a little unusual. Well, it's not unusual. I don't know what it is. I've never been questioned by the police. I've never been in any position to be questioned by the police this way. But if they ask, how about a lie detector test? Don't you think the cat would give it? Now, the Ramses, did they ever take any kind of a lie detector test? Didn't they? Maybe Condit killed the Ramsey kid. I think he did her, the Ramsey kid, and Nicole Brown. What do you think of that? Either that or OJ was in D.C. and did that job, and that little kid in Boulder. There's a number of guys that are still walking around that we like for this crime, folks, to use police terminology. OJ, Gary Condit, and the Ramses. They're just committing every murder in America right now. They're going back and forth, and because they know how to use the system, I think Aaron Brockovich had something to do with some of this crap, too. Because they go back, we'd like to interview you. Okay, let's negotiate that. Negotiate? Whatever the days were that, or maybe it never existed, where they get a guy under a big white hot light and just start slapping a rubber hose against the palm of their hand. Oh, you mean that they never did that in America? Bull crap. I don't know if they did in America. I know they did in Canada. My old man was a motorcycle cop in Toronto, Canada, for like about 6 months after the war ended. He saw guys getting beat the crap kicked out of them. He watched guys, the Italians up in Canada. You don't know this about Canadians. You think they're so cool? When the war broke out, you know what they did? They dragged the Italians in and beat the crap out of them. He saw this happen. The cops need to ask what happened when they drag your ass into the station. Thanks for that, Mike. I have no idea what that means. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget the Phil Hendry Best of the Year 2000 CD. 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445.